Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Niro, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Now at 22 minutes to 9 on Morning Ireland, here's Darren once again with the sports news.
Thank you, Angus, and a very good morning. Manchester United beat Arsenal 3-1 in the Premier League yesterday. Anthony scoring on his debut. Marcus Rashford, though, the star of the show, setting up that goal for Anthony and then scoring twice himself. Now, Arsenal remain top of the table. United are up to fifth place. Brighton beat Leicester City 5-2. Brighton are fourth now. A terrific start to the season for them. And Leicester's poor season continues. Fifth successive defeat. They remain bottom of the table. Not a good weekend at all for VAR. And after a meeting yesterday by the referees body in the Premier League, they've agreed that VAR decisions made at the games at Chelsea and Newcastle were wrong over the weekend. I'm sure there'll be a big fallout from that. Leona Maguire finished with another top 10 at the Dana Open in Ohio. She finished on 13 under par. Gabby Lopez won it on 18 under. Nick Kyrgios beat the defending champion Daniel Medvedev in the US Open last night. He qualifies for the quarterfinals. Coco Gauff also through to the last eight, making the quarterfinals for the very first time. Kieran Purdy won a silver medal at the European Under 23 Rowing Championships in Belgium. More good news for Irish sailor Tom Dolan. He's leading the third and final stage of the Figaro single-handed offshore race in his Smurfa Kappa Kingspan boat. And Red Bull's Max Verstappen, he won his home Dutch Grand Prix again from pole position, and he extends his overall lead in the World Championship to 109 points, seven races remaining. Those are the sports headlines this morning, but to be honest, after the events of the weekend, I think all sport and life itself was put into perspective. Sport, as we know, it's meant to be fun, it's entertainment, but after the tragedies in Tala and the Glen Bay Racing Festival in Kerry over the weekend, I think a dark cloud really hanging over us all this morning. And this morning on the sports news, I want to remember young Jack de Bromhead, who at the tender age of 13 suffered fatal injuries after falling from his pony during that race on Saturday. Jack is the son of Henry and Heather de Bromhead. Henry, one of the country's best known horse trainers, most successful as well, and maybe best known as the trainer of the great Honeysuckle. And Jack, while young, was already carving out his own career in the horse world, and he'd already made his TV debut back in April when he spoke to our very own Brian Gleeson ahead of a big race for Honeysuckle in April.
Here in the pre-parade ring, Honeysuckle has just left the pre-parade ring on her way in to the parade ring, and this young man knows her well. Henry de Bromhead's son, young Jack de Bromhead. Tell me, are you excited?
Yeah, very excited now. Can't wait.
She's a wonderful, wonderful mare.
Oh, best mare ever. Best mare ever.
Tell me what kind of a character she is.
She's a bit angry sometimes. If you walk in to save her, she might turn her bum to you, or might try and bite you. Unless you give her carrots. She likes when you give her carrots.
Does she like carrots?
Yeah, she loves carrots. She loves carrots, yeah.
So she's one of those characters?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, did you come out of school to watch her win the champion hurdle?
Yeah, I did. I came out on a half day, so got to watch her. She was unreal.
Dad is very nervous today, you know. He said, Brian, talk to me after the race. He's feeling the pressure, is he?
Yeah, he is.
What did he say to you this morning when he got up?
I wasn't with him, he was down in the hotel, but I'd say now he was, like all of us, very nervous, so, yeah.
And your sister is here as well today. It's a big day for the de Bromhead family. Let's come walk you with me. We'll see Dina's filly in the parade ring. Do you realise at what, you're what, 12, 13, are you?
Yeah, I'm 13, yeah.
You're 13 years of age. Your granddad trained at Cheltenham Festival winner. Your dad is a wonderful trainer. At 13 years of age, do you realise how good this mare is. She's really captured the imagination, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's unreal. She's unreal.
Is she getting fan mail yet, is she?
Yeah, she will be getting a small bit now, yeah.
You're cool, aren't you?
I wouldn't say that now.
You're nervous. Are you nervous inside?
Yeah, very nervous now. Hopefully she'll win.
That would absolutely melt your heart this morning, wouldn't it? Jane Mangan, RT analyst, former jockey yourself, joins me on the line. Jane, are you able to get your head around this news over the weekend?
Like everyone else, you're trying to process it, Darren. And I know when the news started to break around the industry on Saturday afternoon, evening, it was very hard to digest. It's a child, you know. Accidents and tragedies are unavoidable, but when when you think of a child and a child's family, it's really tough. It's as you said on the opening of that, it puts everything into perspective. We have a lot of complaints in everyday life, professional and personal, but it doesn't get any harder than this. And you couldn't be but thinking of the family at this time.
He's quite a character in that clip, wasn't he?
He was. You know, Jack, hard to believe he's 13 listening to that that clip back in April. That was before she went out for her final race this year at Punchestown. And he was already making his own impact in the industry, hard to believe at such a young age, but he was being a regular beside his dad at the races. You could see he was so engulfed by the sport and so passionate about his horses, even listening to him there, the character the Honeysuckle was, and you could, you know, get on her sweet side with carrots. And in the pony racing circuit, he was already getting a reputation for being a future star. So just for everybody from Henry's Yard and obviously the wider industry and beyond, when you get news like that, it knocks you out.
Jane, it's a dangerous sport. We all know that. You know it as a former jockey, but this is just a dreadful, dreadful accident. Has there been any communication from the family, finally?
There has. The family put out a statement yesterday, and a really touching statement. I won't read all of it, but I'll read the part that resonates, I think, with everybody. Everybody can appreciate the pain that they're feeling here, but they said, "Jack was a one-of-a-kind child who touched all of our lives in the best possible way. He will always be forever present in our lives. Always cherished, always loved, frozen in time with a beautiful young soul." So for Henry, for Heather, for his twin sister Mia and Georgia and their extended family, our thoughts are all with them at this time.
Jane Mangan, I think you've said it all there. Thanks very much. That is your sport this morning on this very sad morning.